Tu Bishvat, Wednesday the 8th of February, Rabbi Yaakov Yehuda Salomon, Tu Bishvat.
The minhag in Klal Yisrael, Tu Bishvat, as the Magen Avraham brings down, Negin Lechel Peres. The minhag in Klal Yisrael, to eat Peres on Tu Bishvat, which is Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonos. So I was wondering to myself, we know the Mishnah says, Arba Rosh Hashanim Hei, there's four different Rosh Hashanahs. Chodesh Elul, Tu Bishvat. There's four Rosh Hashanahs. One of them is Rosh Hashanah L'shtoros. So why don't Rosh Hashanah L'shtoros all start writing loads of shtoros? What's the nafka minna? What's it all about? Rosh Hashanah L'ilonos, Tu Bishvat. The minig is to eat lots of peiros. Right, Rishon and the shtaros, this girl has many shtaros. I want to try and explain to you a concept, maybe, in the chashivas, besides the fact that we know on Tu Bishvat we don't say tachanon, various reasons, the Levush says we don't say tachanon, because it's a day of the haskolas samaisras of the new year, of peiros, it's around mitzvahs, Hascholas HaMitzvah, you don't say Tachanon. But maybe in that, let's call it the Avodah of Tesvav Bishvat, is something which can help us in our Avodah Hashem of during the year. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah after Zion tells us that on Pesach, which is a Yom HaDin, for Tvua, we bring a Korban Omer. Shavuos, Peiros Ha'ilon, Shtei Alechem. Sukkos, Yom Adin, for Mayim, for water. There's a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. And the Mephoshim explain, what's the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us that when it's a Rosh Hashanah, when it's a Yom Adin, whatever the Yom HaDin is concerning, then one should go and show that it's all Negeah Mitzvahs and Negeah the Ribbon Shteinu. If there's a Yom HaDin on Pesach for Tvua, take the Tvua and bring a Korban Omer. Be Mesiachas it to the Ribbon Shteinu. Do a Mitzvah with it. And you're showing that Tvua is for a Mitzvah, that in itself gives a person the koyach of Hashpoah Bracha from the Ribbono Yishmael. Sukkos, Yom HaDin for Mayim. Go to a mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim. Show that Mayim is there for mitzvahs. And with that, one zeicha that the Hashpoah of Bracha in the Mayim. Similarly, with this in mind, the Gemara, Tesvav Bishvat, Zman Chanota, the blossoming of the trees, and were being ma'ira on the Yom on the Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonos to the Inyan of Peiros, lies in this to appreciate and to be mispoiled and think about the Peiros and seeing that in the Floris Abeira of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the more we are misbein and we think, and we appreciate the peiros being from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's how much we're zeicha to hashpah of bracha in the peiros during the year. Let me tell you of a Gemara in Shabbos da Peiches, which is actually a Gemara negia this week's parasha, the well-known Gemara. The Malachim saw Moshe Rabbeinu coming to Shemayim to get the Torah. Said the Malachim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mal Yilud Isha Beinenu, what's this human being doing amongst us? To know Hoychel HaShemayim, to get the Torah, it belongs to Shemayim. What's he doing in this in Shemayim? To take the Torah down to the Oretz, to the ground, to the land, to Olam Hazeh, it's ours. And the Gemara tells us, without going into the details of the understanding of all the halakim of the Gemara. And the Gemara says that the Rebbeinu Shem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, get hold of my kisei covered and give them an answer. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, and he goes through the mitzvahs of the Torah, did you Malachim wake him in Mitzrayim? And there's a leisirtzach. You mustn't murder. Leisinaf, leisignaif. And the Gemara finishes off, Moshe Rabbeinu declared and said, have you Malachim got a Yetzirah? We in this world have got a Yetzirah. We need the Torah. In understanding the Gemara and in explanation of the Gemara, there's a lot of explanations and a lot of ways of understanding the Gemara. But when we're talking about Tesvav Bishvat, I saw a most beautiful pshat. The Malachim said to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Mal Yelud Isha Beineinu. And they said to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Tachlis of the Bria, the Tachlis of the world, and the Rebbeinu Shleilam made the world, is we should appreciate Shakoyel Bor Lechvaydai, to appreciate the Rebbeinu Shleilam, to realize Chochmas Hashem, Chochmas HaTorah, and to really come to the understanding of who the Rebbeinu Shleilam is. And Shakoyel Bor Lechvaydai, Kavod Shemayim. And when one has Kavod Shemayim, even a person has nisyonos, trials and tribulations, one can overcome. Said the Malachim, Mali Yalud Isha Beinenu. He wants to take the Torah and take it down to Olam Hazeh. We need the Torah. We in Shemayim haven't got the Niflois Habayra that those in Olam Hazeh have got. We need Torah, and to go with it and learn Torah, learn the Chochmas HaTorah, and from there to bring out our Kavod Shemayim. The Yelud Isha, those human beings who live in Olam Hazeh, they have so many opportunities of seeing the Niflois HaBeira, the wonders of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, in Olam Hazeh. They don't need the Torah in order to come to their Kavod Shemayim. They don't need the Torah in order to overcome their nisyonos. Just let them be misbeinin in the Bria, and they've got it. We in Shemayim, where we haven't got any changes, any ishtanus, it's all the same. We need Torah to bring out our Kavod Shemayim. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right. But us in Olam Hazeh, we've got a Yetzirah. And as much as the Yetzirah is a Leisirtzach with the Leisinaf, the Yetzirah can blind us from seeing the Emes. The Yetzirah can say, Koichi Moitzim Yodi. We can live in the world. We can see all that's going on in the world. We can see Niflois Habayra. We can see Nisim. And we'll say, Koichi Moitzim Yodi. It's all us. It's our power. And we can be completely blinded from seeing the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And when Shabbeinu said, as much as the Yetzirah, when it comes to the Lisertan and the Lisanaf, this Yetzirah shouts, Koichi Vaitzim Yadi. And when it shouts, Koichi Vaitzim Yadi, then we can be in Olam Hazeh. We can see Niflois HaBeira. We can see the wonders of the Bria. And we can say, everything is up, Koichi Vaitzim Yadi. And we don't say it's the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Being in Olam Hazeh has this nisayon. Shamson Folhesh says, you walk down the street, you see this house, Reuben made this house. You see that tree, Shimon planted that tree. And so you go and you see everything, and you mishyachs it to Bosan Adam. You have to go out in the country, you see the natural Bria of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the untouched Bria of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. And that brings you to the greatest Hakara Satov and Hakara in the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Panovich Rav said the most beautiful taich. in Berachas Hamazon, we start off as honest ka'ilam kuloi b'chein b'chesed uv'rachamim. What does b'chein mean? We understand everything in the Bria is chesed Hashem. Everything in the Bria is rachamim from the Ribbono Shel'olam. What does b'chein mean? What does b'chein mean? So the Panamid Rabbah was beautiful pshat. The astronauts, when they go to the moon, they have to eat. The person's got to, in order to live, you have to eat. But they can't start taking a whole box of apples and a whole box of oranges and all what they need. It's condensed into tablet form. All the vitamins that they need, all whatever they want gets from any sort of fruit and vegetables, gets put into a tablet form, and they have three tablets in the morning, three at dinner time, and three at supper time. And they got all what they need, all the vitamins they need, and that's how they manage. The problem is, imagine, the Pshat said it over, imagine every day we'd have three tablets in the morning, three tablets at dinner time, and three tablets at supper time. We'd all live, but it won't be b'chein. The Bishan makes an orange, you take off the peels, and you take out each piece of an orange. You got the apple, and you got all the fruits that there are, all the different colours, and you sit down to a meal, you sit down to a suda. It's appetizing, it's there, it's b'chein. And that's Niflaus HaBayir. That's Niflaus HaBayir. Not only did you Ribbono Shel'olam give us what we need, but he gives it in the oifen of b'chein. Teslov b'shvat, Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, is a day of hispaininess in the Niflaus HaBayir. Not just the Niflaus HaBayir, how the Ribbono Shel'olam made the world, but how beautiful the Ribbono Shel'olam made the world. And we stop to think, there's a Ribbono Shel'olam, a Kofa, someone who denied in the Yesedus of Emunah, came to Rav Shach once with all his kashas. Rav Shach said to him, I'm not going to answer all your questions. He went into the kitchen, he took an orange, and he brought it in to his room, and he took the orange, and he showed them the peel of the orange, how exactly it is, and the fragrance that comes from it. They unpeeled it, each piece. Then he took an apple, and he explained to him all how an apple works. And by the time he'd finished his shiur on an orange and an apple, the Kofa said, I've got no more kashas. We're living in the world, and we're carrying on, and we're so used to it, in the Mulumada, we don't appreciate not only the Niflaus HaBayir, but the beauty of it. Teslov b'Shvat is a day when we really explain them. The minig is, a lot of the minig say Shir HaMalis with each of the fruit, not because it's 15 Shir HaMalis, point 15, and therefore you go and you say, and say it with each fruit. The Shir HaMalis is the Dovid HaMelech, like the rest of Tehillim. Sukkah de Zimra, which is all Tehillim. When we talk about the Niflaus HaBayir, we appreciate and we understand there's no kichi waitzim yodi. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Tzadik Livrocha, passing through Manhattan in the days when the Twin Towers were still there, and he gave a look up and he said, the skyscrapers of Manhattan have clouded the heaven. The skyscrapers of Manhattan have clouded the heaven. What did he mean by that? And he explained his words. The skyscrapers of Manhattan is Koichi Waitzim Yodi. Clouded the heaven. And they've gone and covered over the heaven, which is called Kulei Shakel Barolich Vedim. And we're talking about the Twin Towers. We see what a brittle Koichi Waitzim Yodi there was at the time. That what they thought would stand Adi Moisa Mashiach Ba'ad Bechlal with one flick and it's gone. Sometimes Rebbe Yishon has to remind us that he is the one in charge. and they have to be mevatel the keichi veitzim yodi by doing it in such a way. But when we use a tesvav b'shvat to be mesplaining on the Nefilos HaPeah and to really appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam and marvel at the world as it is and realize what a beautiful world the Ribbono Shel Olam has made, what beautiful fruit the Ribbono Shel Olam has made, all the different sorts of fruit that there are, we will need to come into tragedy like that to remind us of the bittul of Keichi Veitzim Yodi. When a person, we see this in the Rambam as Trat in the Gemara, when the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of Avas as loving the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Rambam Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah says, how does a person come to love the Ribbono Shel Olam? Look at the Nefilos HaBeira, the Nefilos HaOlam, and you'll come to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rambam in Hilchos, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, when he talks about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, he says, there's the Torah. You look in the Torah, and you'll see from the Torah, Sheshes Zimei Breshes. You'll see from the Torah, Chochmas HaBoira, you'll come to Avas Hashem. And the Mefarshim ask, on one hand, the Rambam uses Avas Hashem comes from his painfulness in the Bria, looking at the Bria, marveling at the Bria. On the other hand, the Rambam says that one comes to Avas Hashem, not just from marveling at the Bria, but from looking with a depth into the Torah. To answer the Mefarshim with a moshul. There was somebody walked into an art museum and was told that the most beautiful artistry there to see, the pictures, and one can go and really marvel at them. He comes in, looks at the first picture, what a mess. Looks at the next picture, this is called something which has come to the mind, what do you mean, this picture, my child of 10 years old can make a lot better than that. And so he went from one to the next. A person who was accompanying him couldn't understand. Everybody comes in and marvels at every picture, and yeah, as clever as he was, he said to him, give me your glasses. So Marshall, give me your glasses. He took his glasses were full of stains, were filthy, and you could hardly see anything through the glasses. He cleaned his glasses for him, his spectacles, and gave them to him to put back on. Wow, what a picture, beautiful. And he started again. What a beautiful picture. And he went from one to the next. And he couldn't believe what he was seeing. We can go through the Bria, and our spectacles are stained. It's stained with this kfira of Keichi Veitzim Yodi. And we can see the Nefilos HaBeira, but we're stained. And this is Keichi Veitzim Yodi, and we don't appreciate it. Says the Rambam, the true Avas Hashem, love to the Ribbono Shel Olam, can come just from his spaininess in the Bria. Just taking an apple, just taking an orange, and all the fruits that there are. But when our spectacles are stained, and we're too involved in living Keichi Veitzim Yodi, you have to clean the spectacles. What do? You look in the Torah. See the Sheshes Zimei Breshes. See the Chochmas HaBeira in how the world was created. Look what there is in the Bria. And look in the Torah and see all what went on in Sefer Bereishis, which Rashi tells us in the first verse, Rashi of the Torah, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, really the Torah should have started with Achodesh Hazalachem. No, Sefer Bereishis is to tell us the Nefilos HaBeira, Koyach Mais of Higid Le'amoy, the Koyach of the Rebbeinu's Maisim, Higid Le'amoy, he tells over to Klal Yisrael. And that's the Sefer Yetzira, the Ramban calls, of Sefer Bereishis. There's no contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam says on one hand, in his halachas and halachas, you say the Atairah, Avas Hashem, true love to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which helps us over all situations and all nisyonos, comes from his spaininess in the Bria. Just look. Just be Mespoinen. And you'll be able to see Shvukovit Shemayim. And you'll come to the highest level of Kabbalah's El Malchus Shemayim. But there's a Nisoyen in that in itself, says the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos. When you've got the Torah, and you look at the Torah, and you use the Torah as a way, as a tool, with which to go and how to look at the Bria, then one comes to the Shlemus of Avos Hashem. This really has to be a Chizuk and a Yisairus in the same of Psukah de Zimra. And maybe above all, when we're talking about Tesvav Bishvat, in the saying of Brachos. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Lamed, when he talks about the Mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, there the Chinuch Ba'arichos at length explains, and he says, the way to be Zoicha, to have Siyata Dishmaya of Bracha, an hashpa of bracha, an outpour of bracha from the Rebbein Shleilim, is when we appreciate everything's from the Rebbein Shleilim. And that says the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Lamed, it's actually a Rabbeinu Bechaya and Parshas Eikev as well. When a person says a bracha, when a person says bracha to Hashem, you the Rebbein Shleilim are the Mekoyer, the source of all bracha. And then you say a Beir Priyot, a Beir Priyadoma, and a Deraisa Dika Birchas HaMazon. When Birchas HaMazon, we have to declare, we have to show, we appreciate everything from Hashem, and all Parnasa, all food, everything that is in the Bria is all from the Rebbein Shleilim, with the Neidelecha, with the Alakel, with the Rachim. That is how one comes to be Zeichet to the Satsat Ishmaya of Hashpah of Bracha. And in truth, Rav Shimshon Pinkus explains, this is the binyan of Tefillah. Tefillah starts with Berchas HaShacha and Korbonos. From there we go into Pesukei DeZimra. And from Pesukei DeZimra we go into Berchas Kriyashma, and then the Shemini Esra. And he explains, Berachas HaShachar and Korbanos is describing the toivus that the Rebbei Shem does to us from when we wake up in the morning. From the Moedani, the Berachas HaShachar, we're appreciating everything from the Rebbei Shem. Then we have the Parash of Korbanos, where we understand the Kiruv, Korban, the root is Korv, to become near to the Rebbein Shleilam. We appreciate, we are here for the Rebbein Shleilam. Korban always demonstrates to us that we should really be the Korban to the Rebbein Shleilam. We are near to Rebbein Shleilam. Rebbein Shleilam loves us. And instead of being ourselves Rebbein Shleilam, we're being a Korban. But we are declaring, we understand, Sha'akol Baruch Lechvede, we are here for Kavod Shemayim, to honor the Rebbein Shleilam. When we understand that, we say Psukah de Zimra. We daven Psukah de Zimra. Psukah de Zimra is, we're thanking the Rebbein Shleilam by showing we appreciate the Bria, we appreciate everything in the Bria, and we thank the Rebbein Shleilam for all that the Rebbein Shleilam does for us. The Ashrei, the Halelukos. Now we're ready to go into Birchas Krishma, and Krishma, which is Kabbalah's El Malchus Shemayim. When we appreciate the Tevis of the Rebbein Shleilam, when we appreciate everything from the Rebbein Shleilam, when we see the Bria, Kula in the Foyers of the Rebbein Shleilam, everything's Nisim, and everything's Nisim L'mayim L'derech HaTeva, there is no Teva. We go and see the Kodesh, 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 in the Birchas Krishma, and then we say the Shema Yisrael, we mekabel El Malchus Shemayim. When we've done El Malchus, we mekabel El Malchus Shemayim with the Kriya Shema, and we tell the Rebbein Shleilam, we're here, Shakol Baruch Lechvede, in the highest of Madrigas. Then we can come to the Shemini Esra, and we say to the Rebbeinu Shleilem our bakoshes, which really in reality is telling the Rebbeinu Shleilem we realize how everything is from you, the Rebbeinu Shleilem. And Shem Shpinkus explains, we come to Shemayin Esrei, Rebbeinu Shleilem knows better than us what we need. Atachinen, Hashivenu, Rufainu, Baruch Aleinu. We're telling the Rebbeinu Shleilem what we need. We're not telling the Rebbeinu Shleilem what we need. We're telling the Rebbeinu Shleilem, we know that everything is from you, Rebbeinu Shleilem. And the more kavana, and the more we see a Shemayin Esrei, which is the bittul koichi veitzim yadi, which is showing that everything is from the Rebbeinu Shleilem, from the Atachinen till the Shema Kaleinu, then we say a moedim, a haidah to the Rebbeinu Shleilem. We're uplifted. And even the person before he started the Shemayin Esrei wasn't roy for bracha, wasn't befitting for bracha from the Rebbeinu Shleilem. He's been lifted up, says the Chavis Al-Bobis, to a high madriga in bittul keichi veitzim yadi, in appreciating everything's from the Rebbeinu Shleilem. Then the Rebbeinu Shleilem says, I'll give you that what you deserve. I'll give you that spa of bracha. I'll give you everything that you need. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim, is the schus why we were zeichet to Torah. We are zeichet to Torah. We are zeichet to the Torah in this world, where although in Kovod Shemayim itself, Torah being Bashemayim, being learnt in the depth that Malachi Ashores can learn, could in itself be a bigger Kovod Shemayim. Torah was given to us because we are a boss of Adam, and we're living in Olam Hazeh, and we can be blinded, as we said before, with this Koichi Veitzim Yodi. We've got a Yetzirah, and that Yetzirah will fatate everything that we shouldn't say it's the Rebbeinu Shleilem. We've got the Chochmas HaTorah. We've got both Chalokim of the Avas Hashem, of which the Rambam brings down. We've got the Avas Hashem of Madrigas that we can come through with Torah itself. Seeing in the Torah, Sheishis Emei Breishis, seeing how the Rebbeinu was the one who created the world, how everything is nisyaches to the Rebbeinu Shleilem, and how the whole Bria in the Torah is for Kavod Shemayim. And then we are Zeicha to have Olam Hazeh, to look at the Bria, be mispraining in the Bria, appreciate the Bria, eat those pears in the Bria, and before we eat those pears to say a bracha, and to marvel, and look, and see, Kazer Re'eva Kadesh. This is what has to bring us to Kedushas Hashem. This has to bring us to a higher level in Kedushas Yisrael. And this is the Kima Bria. And this is how the Rambam explains, Mitzvos Avas Hashem, V'Haftos Hashem Elokecha, which are from the first mitzvahs which a person is mechayev. Dor steht in the Gemara, and maybe this is the Yontif, the concept of Tesvav Bishvat. It's a Yontif. We don't say Tachanun Hilchas Maestras, but the Yontif of Tesvav Bishvat, Nagin the Harbish Bepeiros, we can be uplifted just to take the Peiros. Say a Ber Priyates. How come it get a chizuk from Tesvav Bishvat in saying brachas, in the kavana in the brachas? Get a chizuk from Tesvav Bishvat at looking at the Peiros and seeing it's not Shaykh Keichi Veitzim Yadi, it's all the Rebbeinu Shleilem. And this makes that a gemina, not just to the eating of the Peiros, not just to the saying of the brachas. This makes an afgemina to our whole Avetus Hashem. Let's take the test of Bishvat. Again, be mispoinen, the flois habayra, come to a higher level in the bittul koichi veitzim yodi. Appreciate the Beishem's Bria. And in this Bria of the Rebbein Shalem, we should be zeicha to come to the shlemus of shakel bara lichvoidei, of what is stated in the Mephoshim. We bring the Bria to its shlemus of shakel bara lichvoidei, that will give us the schus of the Gilei Ashkenah B'Shemus with B'S HaMashiach Meir V'Yamin.